Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Also, happy Independence Day. One way that you could celebrate this holiday is to read the Constitution of the United States of America. Then ask yourself, how are we doing today? What could possibly go wrong on a beautiful day like this? What could happen to your dog on the 4th of July? Well, we talked about it before. Probably not a good idea to take him to the parade. It's either too hot, too cold. They're going to grab the candy stick out of the kids' mouths or, you know, run out in the middle of the street and get hurt. Just not a good thing to take your dog to the parade. Also, if you happen to be there when the explosives go off, why, some dogs don't care much for that. Speaking of that, let's talk about fireworks. Fireworks and your dog. What could possibly go wrong with a nice thing like fireworks? First thing that I hear about is my dog ran away. Has anybody turned my dog in? He heard the first fireworks and he broke his chain and he was long gone. He's lost. I get those calls on the 4th of July. Next one I get is, my dog ran away because he was scared of the fireworks and he got hit by a car running across the street. Well, that's a little more serious and that requires our attention for sure. Sometimes dogs will actually get burned. You got the sparklers running around and somebody lays one down, the dog goes over to see what you threw down and all at once he's got a burn in his nose or worse yet, a burn in his mouth. Sometimes things that happen to dogs on 4th of July are just kind of stupid and I got to tell you this story. I had a fellow one time who had a dog who loved to catch things. He would throw things in the air and the dog would catch it. It didn't make any difference what it was. He could throw a rock in the air and the dog would catch it. Well, they were sitting on the deck and probably a little bit of alcohol involved late in the afternoon, and he was lighting firecrackers and throwing them up in the air and watching them explode. Well, guess what? The dog thought, this looks like a great game. I think I'll get involved. He actually caught a firecracker in his mouth and it blew up in his mouth. Well, believe me, I got a call on that one. Fortunately, it wasn't anything terrible. Some burns in his mouth, and he was swollen, and he was really sore, didn't eat for a couple of days. We had to force water down him. But outside of that, he got out of it extremely happy compared to what it could have been. So if you're having fireworks, for goodness sakes, don't be throwing them around, especially if your dog likes to catch stuff. What do you do to prevent all this with the fireworks? Well, first off, probably ought to put your dog in the house or in a secure kennel. If it's hot, make sure he's got plenty of water if he's in the house or outside. Make sure he's got some dog food. But what else can you do? Well, we sell a fair amount of tranquilizers around the 4th of July, and that is something you can do. Makes your dog kind of sleepy, makes him, depending on how much you give him, you can actually make him to the point where he can barely stand up, or you can make it so that he's just got the edge off a little bit, depending on how much tranquilizer you give him. And some dogs, they really do require this type of help. The other thing we've talked about before is thunder shirts. Don't forget those. Those are for dogs that get anxious around strange situations, and of course, 4th of July is always one of those strange situations. If you got them confined, probably ought to make sure they have their favorite toy or their blanket or something that makes them feel comfortable while you've got them isolated away from all the festivities. The other thing that can happen during the 4th of July is food. You know, that kind of goes along with everything else that goes on in the 4th of July. So my recommendation is do not feed your dog hot dogs or brats, because too many of them and you're going to have diarrhea the next day, and that may require a call to me. No spicy foods. If you got those hot wings, make sure it's not too hot for your dog. Again, diarrhea or maybe some bad gas, and neither one of those are pleasant in your house. Absolutely no beer or alcohol. We've talked about that before. You may think it's funny, but it's not good for your dog, and it's really not funny when you actually do it. Whatever you do, make sure that there's no chicken bones. Put your bones in a place where your dog can't get to them. You've got to be able to seal the container because they smell so good that they're just going to be thrilled to just dig into anything that you can. One of the other things that's kind of interesting is too much salt. You say, well, where does that come from? Well, if you have some ham around or if the dog gets into the pretzels or the potato chips, they're going to drink a lot of water. And you know what happens when you drink a lot of water? You urinate a lot, and so does your dog. So if you've got him in the house after he's had a bunch of salt and drank a bunch of water, guess what? You're going to have some urine stains in your house that you're going to have to deal with. If your dog is scared of the fireworks, I just want you to please respect his or her fears, and don't make a problem worse. Don't take them outside and watch them tremble at the darn fireworks. You know, protect them. Try to put them in a place where it's as quiet as it can be, an indoor room. Put a blanket over their kennel. Try to help them out if they're really frightened. Remember, holidays are supposed to be fun, and coming to the veterinarian is not part of a fun day. So treat your dog with respect, and don't forget to call us at Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa, 243-2121. And by the way, we are closed on the 4th. Thanks for listening.